Now, to one of the main areas we're looking at today, the unemployment figures are out later this morning. And if you are looking for work, how about a job in the church?
Wanted, hard-working shepherd to lead flock in traditional role for life. Inflation-busting pay, which starts at £21,000. But that's not all. We'll also throw in council tax, accommodation, maintenance, water charges, state pension, and a market-leading private pension to which you won't have to contribute. Good opportunities for progression. In fact, if you rise to the top of the organisation, you could earn over £70,000 at our head office in Canterbury. We positions available in the northeast right now.
Now, you'd have thought with benefits like that and accommodation and a pension included, it would be a popular profession for those who feel the calling. But not in the northeast, it seems. BBCT's Breakfast understands the Church of England in our region is suffering from a shortage of vicars. The Bishop of Jarrow, the Right Reverend Mark Bryant, has told to the BBC that he's struggling to fill some positions because vicars in the south don't want to work up north.
To be honest, it's quite a big thing that there's a national clearing system. And when you look at that, only about 25% of people are even willing to consider coming up to the northeast. We recently, a few months ago, we advertised a post, very exciting post, and nobody in the whole country downloaded the whole profile. So that's the problem we face.
Reverend Bryant also believes the North East is something of an identity issue elsewhere in the country.
To be honest, I think people simply don't know we're here. I got some young people up from Oxford just before Christmas to come and look at the North East, come and see what we were doing. And they were very excited. They said they'd love to come to work here. We then said to them, well, why have you never thought of coming to work here? And they said, well, we just don't really know about the North East and sort of just didn't think about it.
Well, in a moment, we'll hear from one of the people who train new vicars in our region. But first, let's continue to explore this issue with the Archdeacon of Sunderland, the Venerable Stuart Bain, who joins me on Breakfast Now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ali. Good morning.
I must admit, I'm a bit astounded here. I'm just listening to what was said there by the Reverend Mark Bryan. Only 25% even consider working in this part of the world. What's the problem?
Well, I think the bishop was right in the sense that we do have an identity problem. I think the north is a long way from the south, if you know what I mean. And people have.
But it's an equal distance from heaven, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And of course, the south is an equal distance from the north, but it just seems a long way away. And people's perceptions are often, you know, clouded by all kinds of things, really.
I'm really puzzled by this particular story, and it's had my head scratching ever since I came into the studio today. Because, I mean, quite simply, does it question the seriousness of someone's calling here to be a vicar if they'll only go to nice places? Or the so-called... I love this part of the world. I think this is one of the nicest places to live. However, I'm aware that possibly that might be the same perception for those in the south.
I think you're right. I've worked for 32 years in the Diocese of Durham, so I know it pretty well. I think there can be sometimes a question about vocation. Jobs in the Northeast are big jobs. There are no small jobs in the Northeast anymore, and some of them can be quite tough and gritty. And we wonder whether, you know, occasionally people don't want to rise to the challenge.
Should they be in the church if they don't want to rise to the challenge?
A very good question. I think we've just got to get back and challenge this. And I think one of the ways in which we can do that is actually to bring people up and give them a chance to see what we do, see the place. There are huge pluses as far as I'm concerned about working in the Northeast, and I think people just don't recognise it.
Are there churches in the BBCT's area without vicars at the moment? And if so, how many?
It's not my patch, but certainly we would have. It's probably something in the order of about 15 or so churches of England that are struggling in that sense to make appointments.
And if appointments aren't made, what is the implication for people within those parishes?
Well, I think it's firstly very practical. You've got a person gap. Clergy are important to churches, so it's down to very simple things like who does the services on a Sunday. Who takes the funerals? And in places, it's quite hard to find other clergy to fill in the gaps.
So again, how serious a problem is this facing the church?
I think it's one that we can manage. I think it frustrates us. I think that's one of the biggest things, because we think we have a lot to offer. But, you know, if a church is vacant for a long time, maybe a year plus, it does have negative effects. The congregation get tired. They've got to do lots of things. They're volunteers. And sometimes morale can get a bit low. So we've got to keep working to keep the morale up and get the appointments made.
And why should people driving to work this morning, listening to this at home, having their breakfast, care about this issue?
That's a very good question. I think clergy are often key people in local communities. You know, they sit on loads of committees, they do things, often schools and community groups. And when they're not there, the gaps are noticed. You know, often chair governing bodies and this kind of thing. And it's that engagement with the community that gets missed. And it's the ability also to provide pastoral care to people and deal with issues and problems that people bring along. There's a gap, without question.
Thank you for your time. Let's speak now to the Reverend Mark Tanner, who's the warden at Cranmer Hall, the Theological College in Durham, which trains people for ordination. Reverend Tanner, morning to you.
Morning to you. Morning, Stuart.
I'm just, again, going back to this, a little bit puzzled to find a figure of only 25% would even consider working in this part of the world. There's nothing wrong where we live, is there?
No, absolutely. I agree with you. And in fact, I want you to come and work for me after listening to that advert, because you're saying exactly the things that we're saying.
But why isn't it being heeded then?
Well, as the Archdeacon said, I think there is a lot of southern bias in the church. But what we find is when people come up here, they love it and they want to stay.
How actually is anybody appointed to be a vicar? I'm just wondering, again, for those people who are not aware of the process now. I mean, is it the case of, say, for example, similar to anybody working, and I'm not diminishing the issue here, working, for example, in a bank or a building society, and their head office will suggest to them that they go and work in their local branch? Does someone like the Archdeacon contact a new vicar and suggest the work in Billingham or Peterlee?
Yeah, do you mean once they're already a vicar, how do they move to
different
jobs?
Yes, yeah. And so how would somebody move to our part of the world?
Yeah, it's a mixture of two different things. So there's the church newspaper, which advertises jobs, and you kind of flick through if you're ready for a move and decide what you might be interested in, and then you ask about it. But we also have a system where the archdeacons and the bishops will know their clergy and ring up and say, do you fancy a move? This might be good, what have you. Which is one of the issues, of course, because if we want to get people from outside the diocese, obviously their own bishops also want them for their jobs.
I mean, most people would actually assume that, you know, if you are a vicar doing God's work, you'd go wherever basically the church wants you to go, whether the parish is perceived to be an easy one in the south or a more challenging one in our part of the world.
I completely agree with you, and I was saying the same to a group of students yesterday. I spent 6 years as vicar of the Red Light District, actually, in Doncaster in South Yorkshire, and it was the best job I've ever done. And the funniest thing, is it funny, is that the toughest areas to work are often the most interesting and the best areas to work, because there's so much more need and so much more than you can get your teeth stuck into.
I just wonder, we're talking about trying to encourage people to come from the south to the northeast. Is there a suggestion there for an implication beyond that? There are fewer people actually from the northeast who want to work here.
Absolutely right. And one of the things I'd say is if there are people out there who are thinking, do you know, I'd like that, then come along to the church. I've talked to so many people over 20 years I've been a vicar who say, I don't know why I stopped going. And actually, when they start coming again, they find something which is exciting and brings a whole new dimension to life. And I don't want to bring people in from the south to be vicars in the northeast. I want people who love this area like I do to kind of go through the ranks and start being clergy, because they're the ones who already love the people.
And just to go back to a point I raised with the Archdeacon, for those listening to this in their cars on the way to work or getting ready possibly for the school run a little bit later on, and after what's been a rather wintry spell in our part of the world, why on earth should anybody care? You know, vicars don't want to come to work in our part of the world. Why should we care?
Well, the church is the largest volunteering organisation in the United Kingdom. So if the church shut down tomorrow, the number of things that would be adversely effective are, well, beyond count, really. So the Archdeacon talked about schools, but also the number of people who have visited, the number of services that are laid on for vulnerable people. The church has its finger in all sorts of pies because we're about loving God and loving people, which means that we've just been this volunteering agency around the country, and particularly in our area. And you see that when you look at some of the things the bishops get their photographs taken when they're in the newspapers and so on and so forth.
Loving God, loving people, loving the North East?
Absolutely. Loving God, loving people, loving wherever we are, but particularly the North East. Just one thing I disagree with you on earlier. You said the North and the South are the same distance from heaven. I reckon the North's a bit closer.
Thanks for your time, Reverend Mark Tanner Warden at Cranmer Hall, joining me on BBC Tees Breakfast this morning. It's 17 minutes now past 7 o'clock.